Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building one of the most useful mid-range weapons in drum and bass, stacked stabs. Specifically, we're going to stack piano and strings so you get that classic short chord hit that can feel rave-y, cinematic, or dark and menacing depending on how you shape it. This is intermediate, so I'm assuming you already know your way around Ableton's basic routing and device chains. The goal today is not just to make a cool chord. The goal is, make a stab that hits tight, sits in a 174 BPM groove, and doesn't bully your drums and sub. Before we touch any knobs, here's the mindset that makes this easy. Pick rolls before you tweak. Decide what each layer owns. Our really reliable split is, the piano owns the transient and that mid-poke, roughly 1 to 4 kHz. It's your definition and bite. The strings own the low mid body, stereo size, and the tail, roughly 200 hc to 2 kHz. That's the emotional weight. And if you add a texture layer, it's micro attack and air, roughly 5 to 12 kHz, felt more than heard. If you commit to those roles, your EQ decisions get obvious, and you stop layering three sounds that all try to do the same job. Alright, set the context. Set your tempo to somewhere between 172 and 176 BPM. I'll say 174, and drop in a simple drum pattern, even a placeholder. Kick on 1, snare on 2 and 4, hats or shuffles for movement. This matters because in drum and bass, stabs are groove instruments. They're basically mid-range percussion that happen to have harmony. Now, let's build the instrument. Create three MIDI tracks. Name them Stab Piano, Stab Strings, and Stab Texture. Optional. Select them and group them. Name the group Stabs. The reason we group is simple. We'll shape each layer to do its job, then we'll print them together with group processing so it feels like one instrument, not two or three separate things playing at once. Let's start with the piano layer. On Stab Piano, load a piano instrument. If you have Ableton's Grand Piano, great. If not, any decent piano preset is fine. We're going to reshape it anyway. Here's what we want, a short, percussive chord hit with controlled low end, not a sustained performance piano. Think hit plus a small tail. First, go into the instrument envelope and shorten the decay and release. If it's ringing out like a ballad, it's going to smear the groove. For DNB, you want it to get out of the way quickly. Now add EQ8. High pass it around 120 to 200 hc. Pick the spot based on your track key and how heavy your bass is. If you've got a huge sub, don't be scared of a higher cutoff. This is range discipline. If it sounds boxy, dip a bit around 250 to 400 hc. If it needs more definition, a gentle lift around 2 to 5 kHz can help, but keep it tasteful. Too much and it gets clicky and tiring. Now add saturator. Soft sine or analog clip both work. Drive it around 2 to 5 dB, then trim the output so you're not tricking yourself with loudness. Saturation here is doing two things. It makes the piano feel more printed, and it adds harmonics that help it read on smaller speakers without adding low end. Optional. A light compressor. Ratio 2:1. Attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds so the transient still pops. Release around 60 to 120 milliseconds. Only 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This is control, not squashing. Quick extra trick if your piano isn't cutting but gets harsh when you boost EQ. Try erosion on the piano only. Noise mode. Very low amount, like 0.2 to 1.5. Frequency somewhere in the 2 to 8 kHz range. Then, if needed, lightly low pass afterward. It's a sneaky way to add hardness without just boosting brittle highs. Cool. Now the strings layer. On Stab Strings, load a strings or ensemble preset. Sustained is fine because we'll shape it. The strings are not here to compete with the piano transient. They're here to make the chord feel expensive and wide. Start with an auto filter. Low pass, 12 dB slope is a good start. Put the cutoff somewhere around 2 to 6 kHz. We're basically saying, piano owns the attack, strings stay supportive. Keep resonance low. Now EQ8. High pass around 150 to 250 hc. Again, don't be shy. Your sub and bass live down there. If the strings feel honky or nasal, try a small dip around 500 to 900 hc. Now chorus ensemble for width. Amount around 20 to 40%. Slow rate. The idea is movement and size, not seasick wobble. And then a short, controlled reverb. Decay around 0.6 to 1.2 seconds. Small to medium size. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds, high cut around 6 to 10 kHz, wet maybe 8 to 18%. At 174 BPM, constant big reverb is how you delete your snare clarity. Subtle is powerful. One more teacher note. Chorus loves to exaggerate ugly frequencies. So if your strings get smeary, Put an EQ before the chorus to reduce low mids, and another EQ after the chorus to tame any resonances it creates. That makes the whitening feel intentional, not messy. Now the optional texture layer. This is your DNB spice. It can be a tiny noise transient, a Foley tick, or later on, a resampled click from your own stab. Simpler is perfect here. Drop in a short noise hit. Cheap the envelope so it's very short decay, no sustain. EQ it with a high pass around 500 Hz to 1K Hz so it doesn't add mud. Then saturate it, maybe 3 to 8 dB drive, but be careful. This layer should be felt more than heard. If you mute it and your stab suddenly feels less real, you did it right. If you mute it and nothing changes, it's too quiet or wrong frequency range. If you mute it and the mix gets better, it was too loud. Now we make the stack hit like one stab. This is the big difference between layering and stacking. We want a shared envelope behavior so all layers speak together and stop together. The simple method: put a gate on the stabs group. Set the threshold so the gate opens cleanly on the stab hit. Return can be 0 to 20 milliseconds, hold 0 to 30, release around 60 to 160 milliseconds. Adjust by ear. You want chopped chord energy, not audible pumping or chatter. Right after that, add glue compressor on the group. Attack 3 or 10 milliseconds. Release on auto is often perfect for DNB. Ratio 2:1. Aim for 1 to 4 dB of gain reduction. This is glue, not loudness. You're telling the layers, you are one instrument now. Then add a cleanup EQ8 on the group. High pass around 120 to 180 Hz. This is your final stay out of the bass filter. If the stack is harsh, a small dip around 2.5 to 5 kHz can help. Optional, a little group saturator, 1 to 3 dB drive, just to make it feel like it's been bounced to audio. That subtle printed feeling helps stabs sit confidently. Now, space management, sidechain. Add a compressor on the stabs group after your main tone shaping. Enable sidechain and feed it from your drum bus, or kick and snare group. Ratio around 3:1. Attack very fast, like 0.5 to 5 milliseconds. Release 80 to 180 milliseconds. Set the release to groove with the rhythm. You're not just ducking, you're dancing with the drums. Aim for 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction depending on how busy your track is. Pro move, if you want that classic snare punches through the stab feel, sidechain from snare only. You'll keep the stab energy but the backbeat stays dominant. And here's an underrated trick, timing microshifts. Before you crank sidechain, try nudging the stab MIDI late by 5 to 15 milliseconds so it sits behind the snare, or nudge it early by 5 to 10 milliseconds for urgency. Tiny shifts can glue the groove without adding more compression. Now let's write chords that actually sound like DNB stabs. Good starting chord types: minor 7, minor 9 for darker lushness, sus 2 and sus 4 for rave tension. And inversions are critical. Why inversions matter? If you play huge wide root position chords with low notes, you'll fight the sub and you'll get mud. Keep the stab mostly mid-range. Let bass be bass. Also, do a quick mono check while you're adjusting chorus and reverb. If the chord loses its identity in mono, reduce width on the strings or keep the important notes more centered. The third and the seventh are the meaning of the chord a lot of the time. If those vanish, the harmony collapses. Now rhythm placement. A practical 1-bar starting point at 174 BPM. Put stab hits around 1.2. 2.3, 3.2, 4.3. This is a classic syncopated roller vibe. Then shift hits slightly to match your hats and shuffles. The grid is a suggestion, the groove is the law. Think call and response with your bass. If your bass phrase is busy, play stabs in offbeat pockets and keep them short. If your bass is sparse, let stabs fill mid-beat syncopations and maybe allow a slightly longer release. Now, reverb throws. This is where you get movement without ruining the mix. Create a return track called Stab Verb. Put a reverb on it. Decay 1.8 to 3.5 seconds. Pre-delay 15 to 35 milliseconds. High cut 6 to 9 kHz. Low cut 200 to 400 Hz. Then, instead of leaving the stab drenched, automate the send to this return only on selected hits. Usually the last stab of a 4-bar phrase. That space opens up moment is a huge part of the genre, and it keeps your main groove clean. Extra spice on the reverb return. Try shifter after the reverb, pitch mode, and fine-tune plus or minus 5 to 15 cents, or go wild and do a semitone for special moments. Automate it only on certain throws. It can create lift or dread without changing the dry stab. Now, arrangement. Because the best stab in the world is useless if it doesn't evolve. Try this. A 16-bar practice loop. Pick a minor key, write a simple 2-chord loop. For example, F minor vibes. FM7 to dB Maj 7 or FM9 to Imaj 7. Keep it simple so you can focus on sound and groove. Bars 1 to 4, piano heavy, short stabs, minimal reverb. Bars 5 to 8, bring in strings and slightly lengthen the gate release for a bigger feel. Bars 9 to 12, add the texture layer and slightly stronger sidechain so the drums stay in front. Bars 13 to 16, do a bigger reverb throw on the last hit, and maybe filter the strings down into bar 1 for a mini transition. And every 4 or 8 bars, add a tiny punctuation so it doesn't feel copy-pasted. Maybe one hit is strings only, like a ghost. Maybe one accent has an octave up piano doubling. Maybe only the last stab gets the big throw. Tiny moves, big results. Now, if you want advanced variations, here are a few directions. 1. To envelope approach. Duplicate the strings. Strings is short and tight, acting like immediate body. Strings B is quieter, longer release, more reverb, like an afterglow. You get punch plus bloom without washing the main stab. 2. Inversion cycling. Keep the same chord progression, but rotate inversions each bar. Root position, first inversion, second inversion. It sounds like harmonic motion even though the chords aren't changing. 3. Mid/side discipline. You can keep piano solid in the middle and let strings live on the sides. An easy way is an audio effect rack on the group with two chains, a mid chain with width at 0% and gentle saturation, and a side chain, where you remove low mids and add a touch more chorus or reverb. Blend until the chord's meaning stays in the center but the size lives on the edges. 4. Resample for that classic chop jungle feel. Once your stabs group sounds good, freeze and flatten it. Drop the audio into simpler and slice mode, slice by transient, and now you can replay the stab like a sampler. It gets that consistent printed character and makes rhythm programming super fast. Now quick common mistakes to avoid. If your stabs have too much low end, they'll fight the sub and you'll lose headroom. High pass more than you think, and add weight with saturation harmonics, not fundamentals. If you over-reverb everything, your drums lose definition. Throws, not wash. If strings have too much attack, the stack smears. Low pass and soften strings so piano owns the front edge. If your chord voicings are too wide or too low, what happens? Keep it mid-range. If you ignore sidechain, your snare stops feeling like the leader. In DNB, the snare on 2 and 4 is sacred. This audio version is shortened for playback.